Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. You're making news headlines right across the world at the moment for doing something that nobody thought was a sane thing to do. How far did you run on your balcony?
Yeah, so we did a full marathon, 42.2 k's. The balcony is about 8 meters long, so it ends up being about 5,200 laps. back and forth.
Oh, Mark, how long have you been in isolation for?
Well, this is the thing. We haven't been. I've been going to work, but my housemates just got back from overseas, so they were in quarantine for 2 weeks. I got kicked out of my apartment into my brother's place, so we were all going a bit stir crazy staying there.
You would run a 42 kilometer marathon on an 8 meter balcony.
Well, this is the thing, right? We were having a few beers on Friday night and doing a bit of a virtual house party with a few mates. So we're also kind of, you know, staying at home. And I mentioned that I'd seen that a French guy had done it in 6 hours, 48 minutes. And I was like, oh, I reckon I could do a better time than that. And they all thought I was an idiot. And once the challenge had been set, I was like, well, there's no backing out now. I've got to get it done. So, we punched it out, 5 hours, 35 minutes, and, all for a good cause. So it was a good laugh.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What was the cause?
Yeah, so we're doing it for Buy Them a Coffee. It started 2 weeks ago. What they're trying to do is basically buy, you know, shout tea, coffee, snacks, things like that for frontline healthcare workers. So it's basically based at the hospitals, and they basically cover their tea and coffee on, you know, like ICU night shifts and things like that. So it started at like one hospital in Sydney. They're now sort of growing it all around the country. I think they've opened last week in Wollongong and Melbourne. They're looking to open up in Adelaide, Hobart.
I'm sure
they'd be very keen to open up in Mackay as well. So if anyone knows any of the coffee stores or anything closely associated with the hospitals up there, if they want to get in touch and people start donating, I'm sure they'd do the same. So,
absolutely.
It all went pretty well. I think we raised about and I didn't realize any of this while I was running, but I think over the 5.5 hours, I think we raised about $6,000. So
That's awesome work. Well done to you, mate. I know that marathon runners say they like to look at the countryside. There's not much countryside on an 8 meter balcony.
There is not.
How did you not go crazy that doing that?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest with you, I think probably the hardest part about it was listening to my brother's chat on the commentary for 5.5 hours. But we had a Facebook live stream going the whole time, and so he was chatting to people and reading out comments. And at the time we kind of had about 100 to 150 people sort of viewing at any one point, and I kind of thought that was just mates that had kind of, you know, checked in and were watching, but. It wasn't until we hung up that we realized that there'd been about 6,000 views over the course of the time I'd been running. So it was, we had people from all over the world sending in comments and messages and tips. And we had a Spotify playlist going where they were adding their self-isolation songs. So, don't stand so close to me, Mitch Alone, all these sort of things. So it was, it just turned into a really fun atmosphere. And I kind of just forgot about the actual running itself. We were just having a laugh and joke, and friends were calling in. We were putting them on the loudspeaker, and it just turned into a really fun event, and obviously all for a good cause.
Well,
brilliant.
I've seen the French guy do it. I've seen you do it, and they ain't sure as hell, you know what, that Dave and I are going to be running.
No way.
Mate, thanks for chatting to us this morning. I've been told that you're a dentist too. Is that right?
Yeah, I am a dentist. Yeah, I am. I spent some time working in Mackay as well.
Right. What's the rule when it comes to dental and the COVID-19 at the moment? Like, I'm serious, because I was told there's restrictions now. Is that right?
Yeah, quite heavy restrictions. Obviously, because we're working, you're essentially sticking your hands in people's mouths, so it's very high risk at the moment. I know the practices that are still open, we're kind of trying to restrict things to just emergency procedures. Basically, if otherwise the patients would be ending up at the ED, then we're trying to see them, because obviously we want to take the stress and pressure off the hospital systems. But we've obviously had to put in a lot of, a lot of careful precautions and, extra measures of, safety and things, not just obviously to protect, you know, the dentists and their staff members and things, but obviously also so that we don't spread it through the public. So it's something obviously the whole dental profession is taking very, very seriously.
Well, Mark, thanks very much for joining us. We have to wrap it up. We hope to see the ultra marathon on the balcony next.
That's an extra test.
That's a challenge. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
See you later. Jay and Dave for breakfast this morning. Our top today around 29 degrees here in Triple M.